SBS Unclipped with Grace Brown.
Monday, May 12.
We are 3 days into the Giro d'Italia, or more accurately, the Piccolo Giro di Albania. That's where the racing kicked off this year. And before we get into the racing, I want to talk about this trend of starting grand tours outside their home countries. Now, this isn't new. The Tour de France first did it way back in 1954 with a start in Amsterdam. Back then, it felt like a novelty, a clever way to share the excitement of cycling with new fans. But now, it's just part of the script. All three grand tours have bought in, chasing spectacle, headlines, and globalisation. I get it. These races want to grow. They want reach. But at what cost? In an age where we're supposedly cutting back on unnecessary waste, we've got entire pelotons flying across borders, team cars and buses taking ferries, logistics teams driving for hours, all just to get back into the country the race is named after. That's a lot of fuel burned for a marketing stunt. And the riders? Their rest day is anything but restful. It's packing bags, queuing at airports, sitting on buses. It's not a break, it's a nuisance. Then there's the racing infrastructure. When you're outside the traditional heartlands of cycling, quality can slip. Goats on the road literally running through the peloton. It might make for a funny clip, but in a top-tier World Tour race, it's really something that shouldn't be happening. Honestly, maybe it's time for Grand Tours to stick to their lane. Now, let's get to the racing. The opening of this year's Giro has been a slow burn. Two sprints, both won by Mads Pedersen of Little Trek. Solid, but expected. The Stage 2 time trial saw a breakthrough win from Ineos' Josh Tarling, the young Brit laying down a huge ride. But it hasn't been smooth sailing for everyone. Mikkel Landa, tipped by some as a GC outsider, crashed on stage one, fracturing vertebrae and abandoning before he even got going. Then Aussie champ Luke Plapp also had a rough ride. He lost time early, then crashed hard in the time trial after wiping out on a corner. His GC hopes are definitely over, but I wouldn't rule him out for a big stage win from a break later on in the Giro. Meanwhile, over in Spain, the Vuelta Femenina wrapped up and gave us some real answers. Yes, Demi Vollering is still the queen of the long climbs. She dominated when the road tilted up. And yes, Anna van der Breggen still has that incredible tactical brain. She timed her move on a short descent to perfection to win stage four. There was chatter about whether she assisted Demi on the final stage by pacing the climb. But to me, it looked like she was just trying to set a strong pace and keep the attacks in check. The GC podium, in the end, was three former SD Works teammates in Demi Vollering, Marlon Rusa, and Anna van der Breggen. It's so great to watch them battling it out fair and square on the road this year. No weird team politics, no passive-aggressive tactics, just racing, hard and honest. It's refreshing. Looking ahead, I hope we see Pauline Ferrand-Prevot back at full strength after her ankle infection. And fingers crossed that Kasia Nuodoma can rediscover that spark we saw last year, just in time for a great battle to unfold at the Tour de France Femme in late July. That's it for now. One grand tour heating up, another wrapping up, and as always, plenty to be excited for.